Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 19th episode of Loud and Anxious. This is Serena.
And this is Murat.
So,
how are you?
I feel a little bit down. It's raining the whole day.
Mm-hmm. I think it will be the same tomorrow, so
yeah,
you should get used to this.
Of course, there's weekend and it's like shitty weather, and yeah, then on Monday.
Yesterday was nice. In the afternoon, we did a quite long walk with AJ.
No, I also did a walk, but mm-hmm, I was expecting a better time in the weekend when you actually have time to do stuff.
To do something, yeah.
And of course, on Monday, we'll be back like amazing. So just the question, should I work or should I stay outside? It's a hard question, but I think I will opt for work. So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I think I still have a couple of days off that I need to take before the end of this quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So I will check when I have nice weather. I will take 2 or 3 days off.
Yeah, but I think it will get better from maybe in a couple of weeks. It will start to go, I hope, to summer.
Yeah.
And if it's really true that the government will just open the cages, we can also enjoy ourselves outside more often.
Yeah, well, I don't really feel like going to a bar or pub, but I actually really miss to go to a pub.
Well, I would like to go and stay outside. You know, there's like when tables are outside, mm-hmm, if it's nice weather, I think it's fine. Okay, of course, it depends on how crowded the bar is and how distant are the table from each other. But I think that there are a few places in which you can go and just enjoy
the
weather.
Outside. Yeah. We went with a friend of mine to Trafalgar
last year.
Okay. I think it was the only one that I go out during the pandemic time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was either late summer or early summer because the weather also was quite nice. So we sat outside. It was nice. And you give all your signatures, your contact, etc.
So they can trace you. Yeah. But for me, I just wait the moment in which we can hang out with people, like more people than one or two, as now. I don't mind to go to bars. It's just like to have like a dinner or some drinks at home. It's also fine for me.
Well, when the weather is nice, I also want to do some barbecue.
Oh,
again.
Yeah.
I won't invite like 20 people like I used to, like, or 15, but maybe 5, 6 would be nice.
Yeah, let's hope it will happen quite fast.
It depends also. Well, some people I know that they don't really care about this, so I won't invite them.
Yeah.
But the other people, I know that they are very anxious about the situation and they really don't see more than 2-3 people in their life. Same as me also.
Yeah, let's hope that the number will go down, but they are going down, so maybe we can be positive. Also, you told me that the music industry is becoming positive too, since they are organizing other festivals and concerts.
I saw that the Vola will perform in Copenhagen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they said that it was sold out, but also it's because they also mentioned that it's sold out because it was only limited capacity.
Yeah,
which is good. First of all, there will be a live concert with live audience. I think there will be also others. And I saw that, for instance, one festival, Soul Crusher, in Netherlands.
Yeah.
I think it's in Arnhem.
Yeah, it's at the border, or it's very close to Germany.
Yeah. So they said that they already started to sell tickets for this year. I think it's in
November? I think so, yeah.
I thought it was September or October, but yeah, later this year. So I think they got some permission to sell tickets, or maybe they heard something from the government that maybe it will be allowed to do festivals again.
Well, I'm thinking because I've been to Soul Crusher and the rooms are okay.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is I'm wondering what they will do. Like, they will ask people to keep masks. For sure they need to have a nice ventilation.
Mm-hmm.
There's no windows there, so I don't know. For me, I would be a little bit anxious to go.
I think what they can do, I think you get a certification when you're vaccinated, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's in your ID. So they can only take vaccinated people, for instance.
Yeah, but I don't think that people of our age would be vaccinated for November.
Ah, no, but my manager told me that I think it was planned that around October everyone would be vaccinated.
Yeah, but they are late. They're already late now.
Then I don't know.
For me, it's a big question mark because they are not increasing. What I think that they maybe will do, mm-hmm. Because I heard that in Italy they're also thinking about it, they will ask big companies to have their own area or with their own doctor, for mm-hmm. example, to vaccinate the employees.
That's logical. Those companies, they have the money.
No, but
and the it's logistics
like,
to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, you know, the more points you have for a vaccinated population, the better it is. Of course, it's all organized or let's say coordinated by the government.
It's a truck. So if you have a truck, it's two containers, and you are good to create a point for vaccination. Yeah. You don't need to build something. Did you ever go to our company's test center?
No.
Yeah, it's basically three containers, which were sanitized. You enter through one door, they test you, and you go through another door. Mm-hmm. So if you can do your own test center, you can also do your own vaccination center. That you can put it one more container.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe they will come out with this solution. Mm-hmm. I hope so, because I prefer to do it in our company than even like here. I don't know where they do it here, honestly. Mm-hmm. Let's see. It's still like big question.
Yeah.
And for the rest, we're waiting Road Barn.
Yeah, it will start next week. It will be 3 days. Yeah, online.
3 days?
I think so.
Okay.
So Friday, we watch it together. Saturday I am a little bit busy, but Sunday if you want we can watch it together again.
I know, one day is still okay for me. Yeah. Then we can make like a summary of what we have seen.
Let's see. Well, after the first day we will also have a idea if you want to watch the rest or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, because for instance, if the Euroblast was 3 days, I don't think that I will watch that for two more days, to be honest.
I think that Euroblast did like a really nice thing.
It was nice.
Afternoon and night, right?
Yeah.
They put a lot of stuff. They had discussion. It was in English. I think they did really good.
It was nice.
I really had fun. I will never stop saying it. I hope that they will do it again, even if we go physically, like one online version and one not online. I wish that more festival would have done it. Like also Le Guess Who. Well, Le Guess Who did like a reduced version last year. But other like Wacken, I don't think. Oh, maybe they did something, but I did not check it.
They did. I guess they shared some videos. Blind Guardian was there
the
also. But I think those big festivals, the magic is in the crowd a little bit.
Yes, it's true.
So I don't. I can understand that. Like Grass Pop, Wacken, or those kinds of what was it in the Czech Republic?
Brutal Assault.
Those kinds of big festivals. I don't know if it makes sense to make online festivals, but like Euroblast or Le Guess Who or Road Burn, where you discover new artists. I think it's nice them to send some videos or even perform live in a studio or something.
It's true, it's not the same as when you are there. But it still like makes the memory alive, you know?
Correct. So correct.
I was thinking lately about all the concerts I went and stuff like this, and I really miss it, and I cannot imagine Wacken will reopen next year with the 100,000 people. But I hope that there will be something like a transitional period.
I think Germany will do it a nice job about it, in my opinion. But I trust the German government more than any government in the world.
Yeah, me too.
So,
but Wacken is really like a bomb, if you think about it. Like with all the people in such a small space.
Yeah,
I really don't know what they will do. Maybe they will do multiple Wackens in different cities.
Let's see. But I think they will be. If you print limited amount of ticket, then you limit people who enter. So.
Yeah, but you cannot hire bands like, I don't know, Twisted Sister, because you are not rent these bands for, I don't know how much they ask, 50K. if you have to sell less than half of the tickets.
Yeah, for me, I think now the artists, they are dying to perform. I think some of them would even pay to perform at this point.
I'm curious to see which will be the reaction when we start again. Yeah. Like, will they do it for charity? They will do it with the less cachet. I don't know. I'm really curious. There will be still bands that they want to go out and perform, because maybe in the meantime they basically not lost the interest, but you know, they don't really have fans anymore.
Yeah,
so
they are forgotten. Let's say.
Yeah.
But yeah. This is one thing, but the thing that I had in mind is that I think those the bigger bands, they are kind of addicted to be center of attention,
mm-hmm.
and to perform, to have these moments. I think they miss this more than money. To be in contact with the fans, even that it is half of that they are used to have. I think some of them wouldn't ask the monies that they were asking in the past.
Yeah, and also another big question I have in mind is which concert or place for concerts and festival events will restart again, because some mm-hmm. of them probably they are bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
But it also might be that in order to start the economy again, for example, here in the Netherlands, they will give funds to new people, to new organization,
mm-hmm.
To make something new, which is also good. So it's like kind of burn everything and start again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully with the same people, but at least they can improve themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And this will be interesting to see where it goes.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for it, honestly. For me, even if they start to have like small concert every now and then somewhere, I would like to go. Well, not now, but mm-hmm. let's say maybe in winter
maybe autumn or winter.
Yeah, I mean, it would be already fine for me.
Yeah.
So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, we will do the second part of our game. Have I ever, never?
No, I think it's wrong. I think it's never I ever have.
Yeah, this one. Basically, we will. Yeah, we had lots of, again, interesting questions, and we had so much fun recording it.
Yeah.
So we said, let's do it again.
Let's continue.
A second part.
Yes.
And, well, do you want to start?
It's okay. Okay, how should I formulate this sentence?
Because have you ever?
Have you ever?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Have you ever? I lost it. Borrow money from a stranger to buy a beer.
Yes, but yeah, I gave. It's like I didn't borrow, but I gave cigarettes.
Yeah, this is quite common during festivals. This is true.
No, because I had. I had the money actually, but let me tell you the story. So there was a huge line to buy tickets. For drinks.
Oh yeah, because you have to convert money to tickets.
So
that I ate, by the way. That is a way to earn more money, right?
Yeah, I know.
Mm.
So basically, I was out of tickets to mm-hmm. buy drinks. I had shitloads of cigarettes. And the guy had tickets that I didn't know, but he came ask me for some cigarettes, so I gave him like 5 or 6 in exchange of 2 tickets.
How much was 1 ticket?
So 1 beer was 2 ticket.
So
basically 5 cigarettes to 1 beer.
Do you think it's fair?
I think no.
Okay.
But the cigarettes were so overpriced there was a stand that they were selling cigarettes. I think it was on par, but normally 5 cigarettes should be like maybe one fourth of a beer.
Mm-mm.
I would exchange 1 pack of cigarettes with 1 beer.
Well, it was in Turkey.
Yeah, it was in Turkey.
Yeah, I think that here would be fair. Like, cigarettes are so expensive.
Yeah, true.
And I agree with you. In festivals, there's always, I don't know if you saw this brand, American Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That is the only brand that I see only in festivals, never in like bars, not bars, like in places which you go to buy cigarettes. Yeah. I think that here in supermarket you go and buy cigarettes, right? In Italy we have like a special place because it's like Monopoly. I see these ladies with like these nice bags that goes around and people are buying from there. And I think that once my friend bought it from them, we were in Germany, I think we were in Meraluna, and it was super expensive, even more than what you find normally sell it. So what my friends started to do when we were going on festival was to bring like a sheet of package of cigarette in the bags and just use it. Like, let's say the festival is 3 days and then they bring enough to have cigarette for 3 days or five, whatever, counting the trip. This is kind of normal. I also recognize it. But then it was you never
no, I never borrowed money, I
money
guess.
To anyone. I'm thinking if I ever pay for beer or something. I don't think so. I never asked for beer, but I had some guys that offered me beer. So let's say that being a woman in a festival is kind of convenient sometimes. Now it's getting less and less, so guys are not really interested to buy you or buy a beer anymore. But it was kind of common.
Okay, so my question then.
Yes.
Have you ever been called a Satanist because you listen to metal?
Oh yes. Well, actually there was like a nice story. There's a nice story. So I started to listen to metal, I guess, in the let's say seriously during high school. And in the high school there were like few metalheads that at the end I kind of know that they were. So we knew each other because, you know, we wear some t-shirt, whatever. Probably we were free, something like this, on the old school. And there was this guy that he was introduced to me, was ET's, like 2 years older than me. And this guy was really cool for me. So he had like long hair, black hair, and also like a mustache and beard. And he always wear like a t-shirt of a really heavy metal groups. So we got friends, and it was at the time he was making CDs for me, like, you know, you could illegally copy albums. And he basically made the discography for of Carcass for me. And this is thanks to him, Carcass now is my favorite band. And at this time I remember that there was like a issue because not issue, but let's say this guy was considered like a bad guy. And also when I start to wear like t-shirt and stuff, also I was like kind of in this associated to him, because we had this murder. It was in the north part of Milan, so not Milan, but let's say after Milan in the north. It happened that a bunch of guys that they were going to the Midnight Pub, that is a famous pub in Milan for metal. They actually murder because of a satanic ritual, like two guys. So in Italy exploded this thing about Satanism and metal. And I remember my parents were so worried about it, because it was more or less the period that I started to listen to Burzum and black metal. So they were like, oh my god, what will happen now? She will start to kill, I don't know, animals and people.
She will burn down churches.
And then at school it was even worse, because I was like talking with this guy and, you know, spent some time with him, and this guy was really like, he looked like one of the guy that killed these two people. So I was considered a Satanist. Honestly, I did not care. I was, and I'm still like agnostic, so I don't care about a church or like Catholicism, and Italy is also really Catholic. So yeah, it was not really like a good publicity for me. But I did not care so much.
But there is no such something such as bad publicity, so you kind of was known in the high school.
Yeah, after but more because I was a weirdo, not because they afraid of me. And what about you?
Well, I had a very funny story. Well, all my youth, they told me that I was Satanist, that because I wear black and I had piercings, and I also had long hair, etc. So, yeah, regular stuff. But one was so funny. It was in the driving course, the driving lesson. So there was one guy, he's so typically Turkish. Like he was coming from the roots of Anatolia, kind of Turkish guy. And well, generally I didn't have any connection with other students, so I did my own stuff in between the lessons. So I was listening to music and I was doing some homeworks for the university, if I'm not mistaken. And I think when I was doing those homeworks, the music was a bit too high, so they could listen, they could hear what I was listening. And also my appearance wasn't so nice either. The guy came, the one who comes from the soils of Anatolia, he just touched me and told me if I would be very mad if he asks me something. Mm-hmm. I said, no, you can ask anything. And he said, are you a satanist? I said, no, why? He said, because you know the music that you listen and the thing you wear, it's like you look like a satanist and I don't want to get into trouble. I said, if even I was satanist, I don't go around and catch people in driving lessons. But you should see that he was genuinely afraid of me.
Mm.
So that was my funny.
No one was never afraid of me.
No, but I'm much bigger than.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So who cares if I'm considered satanist? Anyway, I'm like 160, so no one is afraid of me. Let's see. Oh, have you ever done autostop to go to a festival?
Yes, we did. Because the festival that I went in Istanbul was in the middle of nowhere. And in order to go, either I needed to pay to the taxi or I needed to do autostop. And with my friend, we did. But it was nice. We actually, the people that grabbed us were also going to the festival. They had a car park, but we went there with a bus. So it was okay. But I did only once.
Okay.
You?
No, I am too scared to ask for a lift to a place. But I remember the first time I started to go. The first times I started to go to festival in Germany. I used to use this BlaBlaCar.
I know.
You know, it's
carpool
like
kind of thing, right?
It's a service that connects people that travel by car, and if you want, you can pay them like a certain amount of money for gas or whatever, and you split the trip. And at the beginning, since it was faster than bus or train, because places were like in the middle of nowhere, I started to use it, and after a while I said never again. So I had a situation in which the driver was really good, so it's not a problem. But I was so afraid about a couple of times that I was driving, especially once I met this guy. I think I was in the south of Germany, and then he was coming back to the place I was living, and he was driving as crazy, like super fast. And it was good there, but it was so fast and I got so scared. Then after this, I said never again, because you never know with who you are.
Of course.
But the funny thing is that you meet really strange people. And this guy was like working on a theater, like a kind of manager. So he told me a lot of cool stuff. But I was always like super scared, you know. And also, you never know if at the end they will pick you up. So maybe you will stay stuck somewhere. And oh my God, it was... because also for him, he was like in a kind of... you know when you hide yourself in the forest for, I don't know, 1 week, and then you do yoga or meditation or whatever. So it was in one of these places that it was in the middle of nowhere. So I had to take like a train to go next to him that was in the middle of nowhere, and then I was like, yeah, what about if he doesn't come, because it was also like 10 in the night or so. Where should I stay? I should I sleep in the train station or so? Yeah, it was really really scared.
My mind was very simple. It was like I think 5 to 10 kilometers, so it took like 10 minutes tops.
But
it was nice people. Then we also saw each other. Not we didn't connect, but we said hi when we saw each other in the festival.
Yeah, but for women, you know, it's always like more dangerous.
Yeah, of course, the same. We went to that festival with a friend, which was a girl. And she told me that she would take the taxi if I wasn't with her.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I can understand. Okay, I have a question. Have you ever had a band merchandise without really loving that band?
Yes, Dimmu Borgir.
Ah.
No, yeah. So what happened is that at the beginning of my metal journey, when I was really young, I wanted to fit into the culture, but mm-hmm. I did not know so much about the music.
Mm-hmm.
And what we used to do, me and my friend, was to go to Milan. And then there's a place that is like an open air market.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes every Saturday. And then at the time, there were a lot of stands that were selling metal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So all the metalheads in Milan and in the region were going there to buy, I don't know, you know, this bracelet with the metal on. How do you call it in English?
I don't. The bracelet, we can say bracelet.
Yeah,
yeah.
With these things that are in metal.
Yeah.
And then yeah, the
spikes.
Spikes. Uh-huh. So all this kind of stuff, you go there and you buy.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to make like my closet, no, with like cool metal T-shirt and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the thing is that there you could find the bands that they were most most famous, let's say, at the time. I did not know so many of them. I did not know so many bands in general.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that I knew, at least, was the Dimmu Borgir.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to buy the T-shirt. I even tried to listen to some of their music, but I was not really a huge fan of it.
No.
And I still have this T-shirt.
Yeah. Well, Dimmu Borgir is a nice band to listen, but I wouldn't be a huge fan also for them.
No, mm-hmm. But also I was thinking about like not the logistic, but since it was like a big T-shirt, I could have used it as a dress.
Ah, okay.
So also I was thinking about this kind of stuff because
mm-hmm.
it was basically fashion. It was not really about what bands you want to support.
Yeah.
So I bought it there and then it was my, I think the first, the second metal T-shirt I ever had.
Mm.
The first was System of a Down.
I can understand.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have too many band merch, but one of them was a gift to me. It was a Metallica T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a huge Metallica fan, but the friend, he's not a metalhead at all.
Okay.
And he know that I listen to metal, so I think he searched and saw the most famous metal band, and he said maybe the name metal come from Metallica.
Oh God.
So the T-shirt that he bought was very nice. It was the album cover of the Injustice for All,
mm-hmm.
and well, if you ask me, it's still my favorite Metallica album. So at least it was okayish, but I only wear it when I was meeting him a couple of times. Then I didn't wear because.
No, thank God, my friends never gifted me with a band T-shirt and stuff.
No. Well, I think he wanted to, for my birthday, he wanted to buy something, and the only thing he know about me was that I was a metalhead. So, so then he googled probably what is the most famous metal band, and because he told me once that he had a friend that also like musics like me, kind of Metallica and all. So basically for him, people who listens metal, they listen to Metallica.
Yeah, for most of the non-metal people,
so
probably.
I can understand why he bought that T-shirt, but at least he chose a nice one. And it wasn't black, it was like a greenish. It was from the color of the album cover.
The album cover is with the red punch?
No. It's the one with you know, the Greek goddess of justice.
Then I don't know. But okay, I don't know so much about Metallica okay, have you ever played a beer pong or another alcoholic drink at a festival?
No, not in a festival. I played beer pong many times in
mm-hmm.
several occasions, sometimes in a bar that we always hanged out, but never in a festival.
Okay. No, me neither. But here in North Europe, I noticed that it's very common. No, it's not true. Also, Brutal Assault, I saw it. French people do it. I think maybe also others, but there's this game. Maybe
mm-hmm.
I already said it here in the podcast. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
So there are like two lines of people that facing each other, and in the middle, you have like beers or like bottle of something. and then someone scream, and then you have to run and then pick up the bottle and drink it. Mm-hmm. I still trying to figure out the rules of this game while mm-hmm. they're trying to explain it in French, but my French is not good anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's very common, like also in Wacken, I saw it multiple times. And in Brutal Assault, as long as you have like a big group of friends, normally you see them play. And the thing is that people are getting more and more drunk the mm-hmm. more they go further. And mm-hmm. at the end, they are like really like they're running to each other and they're like, I don't know, crashing to each other and stuff.
Well, now you said, I remember we played a game. So when I was in how it's called? Not kindergarten, but the primary school. Mm-hmm. So we were doing two lines and everyone had a number. So like two teams. So when you call the number, you run and try to pick which is something in the middle and bring it back to your team. So maybe they kind of took this game and changed it a little bit.
Yeah, it's something like this. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember the name of this game. But also there was this guy. He was like making a lot of mess, and at a certain moment he started to get naked, or maybe this is in the game, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, it's strange stuff. Anyway,
okay, this will be an easy question. I mm-hmm. think, have you ever performed drunk?
No, I never drank before performing.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I did.
No, for me, it's completely... I need to have control of what is happening.
Okay.
I'm also in the front of the stage.
That's also true, yeah.
But how drunk were you?
I was quite nicely drunk. I didn't do anything stupid, but I don't remember all parts of the concert.
Yeah, okay. But, I mean, how you could keep the rhythm?
I didn't play drums back then. I was playing bass.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's easier, right?
Yeah, it's easier to blend in.
Okay. Well.
I was a good bass player, so I think I didn't mess up too much. And it was in the bar that we were going live every week, so mm-hmm. even if I was.
They don't care.
No, yeah, no.
Have you ever been naked in a festival?
I think you asked me this and I thought...
Okay, no, then yeah. I changed it. I forgot. But this is also easy. Have you mm-hmm. ever got so drunk that you did not remember the past day?
Yeah.
What happened? Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, not. Thank God.
This was a big problem in my life at a certain point.
No, the thing is, I cannot drink so much, so I cannot go really in a situation in which it happened in parties because you know then you stay there and you sleep there.
Mm-hmm.
But it never happened in concert or festival because I still need to keep my guard at a certain level. Mm-hmm.
No, it happened to me. It was also one of my questions, but I can't answer it. I also remember that I was too drunk before the concert even starts, and I don't remember the concert
at
all.
Which is the point to get so drunk. Yeah. I know that a lot of people does. Yeah. At the end, it's just an excuse to get drunk.
For me, at one point in my life, I think it end of university, beginning of masters, I was drinking so much, literally. I was, half of my life, I was drunk. But yeah, in certain occasions, it was going well over the limit, so mm-hmm. to say. And generally I drink beer, but some days I was also drinking whiskey with beer or tequila with beer to make myself drunk.
Oh
and
my God.
In these days, then sometimes we also went to concert. I specifically remember one concert. I remember that we were in line and I remember I was in the taxi going home. So literally in between, I don't know what I did.
Okay. Okay, do we have time for last question?
Okay, so I will ask last question. Have you ever binge listened to a song that you discovered, then totally dissociated with it and never listened to again?
I think yes. But I'm trying to figure it out, an example. But probably something related to Nightwish or, you know, this kind of epic music, epic metal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was a period that I liked. Now I cannot listen to it anymore. Mm. It's too boring for me. I don't know.
Mm.
Ooh, well, no, but sometimes I still listen it. I don't know. I don't have a concrete example.
It happens to me from time to time, especially when I like a music. I think, for instance, if I'm in a sad period, I listen to one specific songs that really makes me feel slightly better, or at least goes with my mood nice, and I keep listening to it like in repeat mode for sometimes for days. And then when I'm not in that mood anymore, I completely erase this song from my memory and from the existence and never listen. Sometimes I put them in my playlist that I listen in the car, and whenever it comes, I just push forward.
Okay. It happens to me maybe with the non-metal song, but with metal...
Even with metal, it happens. Now, I cannot also think, because it would be nice that I put the in my notes, because when I wrote this question, I had one song in my mind. Now, I don't remember which one was it.
Probably it's related to the guy that you reviewed last year.
Yeah.
He was doing the songs from the 50s.
Yeah.
My God, I always forget the name, eh?
Yeah.
And we spoke about him so much in the past.
You don't mean Danzig, right?
Danzig, yeah. Exactly. Every time I forget the name. No,
but I never binge listened to Danzig. Thank you. So, your last question.
No, I finished. I started, so you have to finish.
Okay, then we finished. Yeah.
Guys, I'll see you next week.
Yeah, see you.
Bye.
Bye.